Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
You are listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 120, and today's guest is John Bowen. John is a successful entrepreneur and the founder of four multi-million dollar businesses, including CEG Worldwide, AESNation.com, and Financial Advisors Select. He is widely recognized as a leader in the financial services industry, and he currently coaches hundreds of top financial advisors on how to serve their affluent clients even more effectively. He is a prolific podcaster and author with more than 15 books to his name and is a regular columnist for the Huffington Post and Financial Planning. John, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here.
Well, I'm excited to be with you, Stacey.
Thank you so much. Well, I would love to kind of jump right in if you're ready. And what I like to start off the show with is a question about committing to win or cutting your losses. I want to hear that moment when you decided you had a real business and what were the things that you kind of contemplated, you weighed back and forth. Share us that moment.
Well, you know, there's a couple, but I've started a whole bunch of businesses along the way, and it really happened early in my junior high school. I got a call from my dad. And I was waiting for this, or junior in college, and I was waiting for this call because I had progressively worked with my dad, my uncle, in the cast iron foundry business. We had fairly successful, 400 employees, and he just felt that he had to give his son the worst job. And progressively got a little better, a little better, a little better. And I was waiting for the coveted inside the office with air conditioning. I grew up in upstate New York. And I got the call, and my dad said, yeah, I've got some bad news. The foundry is going under. We're going into bankruptcy. I'm going to go out and get a job. Your uncle is going to wrap it up. Oh, your mom and I are getting a divorce. And, oh, by the way, you don't have a summer job. And I remember just being, you know, I'd had a great life as a child and, you know, great school, all that stuff. And I just asked my dad, you know, how are you going to be, you know, and he goes, geez, I don't know. And I think this is really, Stacey, for all of us as entrepreneurs, you know, one of the things I see over and over again, and at that moment, I decided to be a financial advisor, really helping families. So no family went through what we did. And, you know, and it just, it was so, it wasn't needed if they had the right advisors do a lot of things that, you know, some of the guests that on your show talk about and you talk about, but you know, we can build these great businesses. And from that, I've continued to build businesses really focused on that. And, you know, I've enjoyed a lot of success, ups and downs along the way, but have gone, you know, full cycle in a number of the businesses.
Yeah. And, you know, when you say you've had a number of ups and downs, absolutely. When I see these really successful entrepreneurs, you know, the amount of successes they've had, you know, quite a few failures too, because they're constantly risking and going for it. So I'm so happy that you shared that. And thank you for sharing that story. What an incredible story that goes so far back with your family as well.
Well, you know, I was just talking with this morning, someone who had a major liquidity event, and, you know, it's being positioned in the press as, you know, almost an overnight success, but it was really the 40 years of experience this individual had that allowed him to, you know, create this many, many millions of dollars of value. And I think it's, you know, one of the things I love about this section and the question you've asked, Stacey, is that win and cut your loss. You know, there's never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. It's a great way of creating wealth by delivering value. You know, the capital markets work. We can create tremendous value for ourselves. But we have the ability now to test things. We don't have to have a, you know, huge investment. We can really test at a small dollar amount and let the market tell us whether we're going in the right direction. And it's never been better than today to do that.
Right. And a couple of things there. So yes, I think it was Darren Hardy that shared some numbers and said he did this business deal years back, and I think it cost him just millions of dollars. And he said, what's crazy is today I can build that same business for about probably $14,000. Like, it's just, it's a different world.
Well, I had a number of financial services businesses. One, I had to write software. It cost over $2 million to write the software because it doesn't. It didn't exist. Today I could get for $200.
It's unbelievable. It really is. But it just shows you how things evolve and technology really can be our friends. As confusing as it can be sometimes, it's just so much easier than it was a decade ago.
Well, and let me give you some statistics, because we do an awful lot of research on this, Stacey. I mean,
yeah, I would love to hear it.
Yeah, there's 320 million people roughly in the U.S. and almost 120 million households. And we're always studying the affluent. And our definition of affluent is somebody with over $1 million of financial assets. And there's 7 million households today in the U.S. with over $1 million. What's really interesting for all your listeners is that one third of them are business owners. And if we look at the higher net worth, where 5 million of financial assets, it's 3 out of 4. And then when we get to 25 million, it's 9 out of 10. So in these dark days, you know, where we get struggling as an entrepreneur, we're a little bit manic depressive, depending on what's going on, you know, we want to recognize that there's just such an opportunity to create wealth by serving other people very well.
Absolutely. And I love how you brought up the 40-year overnight success, because it's so funny how we look at this and go, oh, wow, how lucky are they? And how nice would it be to get this big break? But I mean, I know so many entrepreneurs, and I don't know any of them that have been an overnight success.
Well, only in their press clippings.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Well, let me ask you, what would you say are your personal strengths that you really bring to your business? One or two things just that you would say.
Well, let me go with three real quick. You know, that jumped out is focus. You know, in today's world, there's so many opportunities. The more we can focus is so important. And then persistence, because, you know, we've been talking about it, it's never a straight linear line. And then team. In today's world, it's, you know, tempting because of these tools. There's so many solopreneurs, but really when the market tells you that something is working well, the ability to ramp up and build a great team working with you has never been better as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the persistence is just, it's so huge, because if I said to somebody, it's going to take you a year to build this business, you'd go, oh, okay, no problem, I can handle that. But the problem is you don't know how long it's going to take. And you feel like, well, you've been doing it for 5 months and it feels so long. But really, you just have to keep going. You just never know if you stop what you're going to miss out on.
Well, and Stacey, I had one time creating a financial business, and, you know, really we were struggling there. It was one of those that I was putting a lot of money into, and we just made one kind of pivot, and in a few years we were able to sell it for $25 million. And it would have been so easy to go ahead and just stop. And we definitely had no shortage of people recommending to cut the loss. You know, it was, what we had to do was cut kind of the burn rate on it and really refocus. But once we did that, you know, the business just took off and it grew for a number of years at 70%. And then after selling it, it's grown, you know, almost tenfold since then too.
Wow. Right. Absolutely. Well, and let's talk a little bit more about finances. And I know you're like the finance guy, but I bet there are some financial mistakes that you made in your business that, looking back, you've had these big lessons learned. So is there something you could share with our listeners?
Well, I think, let me go to, you know, I've sold a number of businesses. And one of the things that, you know, as a financial person, you think you're, you know, very smart. I've got the MBA, I got a master's in tax, I got a whole bunch of, you know, accreditations and all this stuff. And I decided that I would, with my partners, go ahead and we'd sell our business ourselves and not get professional help. And I got to tell you, we wasted so much time and dances, hired really a top tier investment banker who came in, and we had a deal within 6 weeks. And you know, and he told the one I was chasing that was real high profile and all this great. He says, John, you'll never close it. You know, I didn't listen to him and wasted, you know, a few months before hiring him and then really making it work. And the one thing that I think it's so often, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always trying to save money. But really, you know, when we have something where we know there's value, Stacey, is if we can get the best talent. I mean, this morning I was just talking with our intellectual property attorney, and I had a number of them who, quite honestly, weren't that good. I live in Silicon Valley. It's not the lowest cost area, but I have one of the top in the country, a named partner, and he's just, you know, the answers are right, and they're done. And type thing versus wasting an awful lot of time and energy with people that really are learning on you.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Recently, I just spent, I was consulting with somebody and it was going to cost me about $2,500 for the month. And, you know, that's a big investment when I'm already investing in many other areas. However, this person within like the first phone call saved me on a service that I was spending. She's going to save me about $2,000 a month. So now she's actually already generating income for me just by doing that. So it does, you go, oh, do I spend this on the expert? I could just do it myself. But here's the thing. You probably are going to end up spending more time and more money doing it on your own.
Well, and I spend over $100,000 a year in mastermind groups. I'm a real big believer that working with you know, really top people and learning together. And what happens, you know, it's a lot of money. But, you know, today I just, you know, get our morning report of completed, and we have a coaching program for financial advisors. There was a financial advisor that I met at the last program, and you know, he signed up for our $24,000 program. And you know, and what I found is usually it's about a tenfold return for these mastermind groups, Stacey. If you want to, you want to be, actually, you don't quite qualify for being in. You want to stretch a bit. And really contribute, but at the same time, you're going to learn so much.
Yeah. And here's the thing too. You kind of, like you said, you want those people to stretch you. So you want to kind of be at the bottom of that mastermind group because that's where you're going to really learn. And it makes you, you want to contribute. So it's going to just make you be so much better than you would if you were at the top of your mastermind group. But I agree. I think mastermind groups are incredible. I can't imagine not being in one. And the people in the room alone are worth that value, that network, you know, passing your name on to somebody else. And it just leads to more and more connections.
It really does. You have a problem, either somebody in the room can solve it themselves, or they can introduce you. And it just, you know, time is, you know, one of the, obviously, we all have that as a finite resource. And that's a great way to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And it's lifelong friendships that those connections never go away. So great. Well, before we move on, I want to take a quick moment and thank one of our sponsors.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today.
All right, we are back with John Bowen. And John, I want to ask you a little bit about, is your business running you? So I love to ask this question. It's all about work-life balance. I would love to know your definition of it. And then, you know, do you have it? Do you believe in it? Share a little with us.
Well, I believe we're in business not for more business. We're in business that build and support the quality of life that we want. So I wasn't that when I'm younger. I'm 60 years old. I've done a whole bunch of businesses, had up to 400 employees myself. Today, global headquarters for all my businesses is my pool house in Silicon Valley. So I'm really big on quality of life. And what we really do, and I have the privilege, I have no employees. Everybody's a fellow entrepreneur. We have about 50 people working with us. And I'm very structured. I have rituals, you know, morning, midday, late afternoon that make every day productive. I schedule, you know, beginning of the year, 6 weeks off where I'm really off. Last week I was racing cars in the dirt, and 6 weeks before I was taking sniper training. So, you have to do this on purpose, and it works really well because there's never going to be a time. I know when I was younger and I was, it was very easy. I can still remember my wife calling me at 2 a.m. Are you coming home? And, and we're writing software or we're doing something and, thinking that that was going to make a difference. We're on, all of us, lifelong journeys. Hopefully everybody has 25 years. I've got a 25-year plan at 60 of how I'm going to make a difference. And when you start thinking about that, then the ability, each quarter is just 1% of that plan. So certainly just you can organize your life to be productive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just so that for you to say this 25-year plan, as we're in our business and we're going, oh, this is just never going to happen. And then you look back and you go, well, I mean, really, I could be doing this for 30 more years, 50 more years. And you think, well, what can I get done in that amount of time? A lot. I mean, there is just, when you put it into perspective, it makes a huge difference.
Well, and it's not only can you make a, like Steve Jobs says, a dent in the universe, and you can in 25 years, but then all of a sudden you want to really start thinking about, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. How can I organize my life so, I have that freedom, of time, of money, of relationships and purpose that all of us want as entrepreneurs. And, so often we leave that all to chance and, we burn ourselves out and we aren't able to create value for our clients, our customers, or for ourselves and our families.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to ask you marketing. What is your biggest source of marketing? Where do you put a lot of your time and effort into?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Stacey. I grew up in the financial services industry. I've had the privilege of working with some of the most successful high-tech people and later in sports and in entertainment. So it was all relationship-based. And so when I started this company initially for coaching financial advisors, I just went to the big firms, and because of past success and relationships and all the books and stuff that I've published, it was pretty easy getting the business until 2008, 2009. And the Friday before Lehman Brothers went under, I was there to create a crisis coaching program for their financial advisors, and I couldn't get through all the TV reporters. And, it was just... those companies, some of them don't exist anymore. All of a sudden, our revenue dropped 45%. So what we did is one of the reasons I joined the mastermind groups is I wanted to learn online marketing automation. I didn't know what SEO was or, keyword or any of this. And today, we have, one of the largest databases for our financial advisor business. We pretty much have every financial advisor. We're running over 100 marketing webinars. We're doing lead scoring, predictive analytics, all major enterprise type things out of a pool house. And we're doing the same thing with entrepreneurs now, because we have another business where we match successful business owners with top financial advisors for second opinions, because so often they're not being well served by their, advisors. And today we have, this is again, back to your technology, there's just the ability to get the word out. If you can create great content and bringing it out, if you have a list or, certainly the, Facebook is for most people a very inexpensive way of getting your message out.
Yeah, absolutely. And online marketing, it's just a whole nother world. So it is something, if you're not familiar with it, you've got to get involved. You have to, there's so much out there, so much that you could be doing.
Well, and so much of it's creating credibility and authority. I mean, I do a podcast, you do a podcast, I've written 17 books. I'm about ready to come out with my 18th book, Becoming Seriously Wealthy, for Successful Business Owners. And what we find is, you have to create this content, you have to differentiate yourself, and ideally you have to be distinctive. And the distinctive part is your personal story. You're the only one that has that story, and you've got to get that message out and try. And what we're looking to do is attract people. In the past, we could do the interrupt marketing, kind of pushing it out. We can't do that anymore very effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to know, is there something that you held on to too long when it comes to delegation, outsourcing, something that you should not have been doing, but you kept doing it? Or maybe there's something now that you know you really want to get off your plate, anything like that?
Well, one of the great examples would be this, you know, content marketing that you need for this online to position yourself as an expert in. And I started writing a monthly column in one of our trade publications, professional journals. And boy, I don't know, Stacey, if you enjoy writing. I don't. I'm a financial guy. I'm really good at math, economics, yeah. All that. If some of my old English teachers would find out that I have authored 17 books.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. The guy who has 17 books doesn't like to write. Okay.
And I hate it with passion. And really, here's what happened, and it goes to the outsourcing. Somebody told me the difference between being an author and a writer. And the author is the thought leader. It's, you know, sharing the experiences, really providing, you know, the overview, the content, and the writer content, is the writer. Yeah. I now have about 7 writers that work for me. And you know, I did not write the book. I authored the book, and they are so much better. I can still remember one of the first articles I had, a woman today who's really my right-hand person, Katie, and I would send her the articles I'd write and she would copy edit them. And I never thought she was making many changes. You know, it sounded a little better until I learned how in Word you can compare documents. And I'd see the red lines all over the place. I never did that again. I just trust their judgment. You read it. And for people who are struggling with content, there are so many writers struggling to find you if you have, you know, you're a subject matter expert.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think I always wanted to write a book. And I think I just kept, you know, it was holding me back because I kept thinking, I'm not a writer. And then I went somewhere and I was surrounded by all these authors. And they said, well, you don't actually write the book. You supply the content. It's your stories, your knowledge, your expertise. They're going to help you package that into a book. And that was just mind blowing to me. And then I said, okay, I can do this then because I've got content. You know, I've got experiences from the past 14 years of being an entrepreneur. So that was really what gave me the power to go, okay, I've got confidence here. I can write this book. So I appreciate you sharing the difference.
Well, it's a huge difference, Stacey, and almost no successful nonfiction books are written by the author.
Yeah. And I think we just assume, well, they're a writer. They're the ones doing it. So yes, I've heard that too, that very, very few nonfiction books actually were written by the person that actually authored it. So good. Thank you for sharing that. I want to ask you just a couple quick questions before we go. What do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur, John?
Making a difference. Yeah, I have the privilege of working with financial advisors and, you know, just hearing from them that, you know, the success they've had in serving clients and really making a difference in their life. And then the same with entrepreneurs, where we match business owners with financial advisors, you know, getting the call or the telephone call or, you know, having a spouse hug you and say, hey, our life has changed because of you. We have that over and over again. And that's one of the, you know, things that really helps energize me each and every day.
Yeah, it keeps going. What's the most challenging part for you as an entrepreneur?
I think one of the things is that, you know, the marketplace is constantly changing. And, you know, one of the things, particularly, Stacey, you know this, if you're coaching, you're helping other people, is staying really ahead, you know, kind of riding the trends that are going on. And in today's world, one of the things doing research, we're finding it harder and harder and more expensive to do the research, the surveys, and staying in front. And it's so invaluable. We're still doing it. As a matter of fact, Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach, you may know, and Joe Polish of Genius Network, the three of us got together and did a survey of 3,500 entrepreneurs and wrote a book called The State of the Entrepreneur, and really dealing with a lot of these challenges and the kind of the key concerns business owners have. So Your listeners can certainly download that as well from us.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that resource. Do you have a go-to online tool that you use, whether it's to save your business or rescue your life personally?
I'm going to go to rescue here.
And
okay. One of the things, I get over 500 emails a day. And that's not counting junk mail. And I got all kinds of sophisticated, you know, spam and junk mail filters. And I got to the point where I was almost like, I'm going to stop using email. And or have my assistant just do it and, you know, call me if there's something I have to do. And what happened was somebody introduced me to Sanebox, S-A-N-E-B-O-X. And it's an automated filtering system. So I now get in my inbox about 30 to 40 emails a day. And these are ones that people I'm working with, they're important. I need to personally respond. But it also then filters all the email into, you know, news items. So you know, I can go through when I want things that are marketed to me later, you know, orders. And then it also automatically goes in anything that I sent to someone where they didn't reply, it comes back 3 days later just letting me know, is there an additional action? And then I don't have a to-do list, so I can send to Sanebox with a specific time or date, and that email will come back to me at that time. So it's a really great organization for, you know, relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. And, you know, when you said 500 emails, I got this pit in my stomach. Like, I can't even imagine opening up my inbox and having that many. So if that is something you're struggling with, Sanebox is a great tool. Thank you so much for sharing that. Before we go, what is one last solid piece of advice that you'd give to an entrepreneur really looking to level up their business or their life?
Well, I'm going to give kind of two if I can, Stacey, just real quick. One is, it's so important to know where you want to go. And this is, take the time to visualize your business. I always like Cameron Harold wrote a book. He was a former COO of 800 Got Junk. And he calls it Vivid Visions. But whatever you do, you know, draw out a picture in your mind, best to write it out, of where you want to be 3 years out. Put the goals, look to, you know, writing down strategies and tactics, using the best practices out there. There's just so much research, no matter what industry you're in, laying this out. The second would be to pay yourself first. So, you know, there's so many entrepreneurs who are so busy doing it, and they're investing everything in their business. They're taking all kinds of specific risks. They're not taking the cash flow. And what you're doing by doing that is you're lowering the value of your business, typically, all but the most unique situations. And by paying yourself first, you'll force yourself to have that discipline and then use some of the, you know, there's so many strategies out there. I always like to refer to the super rich, 500 million and above. They have had unlimited resources and access to talent. Well, because of technology and the networks we're talking about, business owners can pretty much do the same thing. And, you know, pay yourself first, but do it in a way that's very tax advantaged and accumulates wealth tremendously so you can become seriously wealthy as you make a difference.
Great. Thank you. John, where can my listeners find more about you, your books, products, anything like that?
Yeah, they can go to AESnation.com, Accelerating Entrepreneurial Success, we're all about. So AESnation.com. And I'd really encourage them to, on the homepage, they can download the book I mentioned, The State of the Entrepreneurs. It talks about the 6 key drivers of success in 2016. And then we also created a scorecard so you can clarify how are you doing relative to other entrepreneurs and really whether you should get a second opinion. And then if you should get a second opinion on your personal financial side, you can go ahead and click that and our team can help you with that as well.
Oh, great. Perfect. So yes, please go check out John's website. I think this would be great for all of you listening. Such great tips. Thank you so much for sharing today and just taking the time out of your busy day.
Stacey, thank you for having me and making a difference out there.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytuschel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.